68 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Well, one thing about that first quarter, the offense wasn't plentiful, but one thing I did like about Matt Thomas is how they did a good job limiting second chance opportunities.
Yeah, they had 8 rebounds in that first quarter there and did a really good job on defense. It's one that, you know, we kind of held Benton to only 9 points, which is a win, I'd say, on the defensive side of things. The bad news is our offense struggled. Benton's given us some problems, but, you know, when you get them down like that, you got to try to take advantage of it and score.
Mount Tom has the ball to start this second quarter as they trail Benton 9-6. Tate with on the right side. He'll give it to Carson. Now over to Gilbert. He will give it there to McClain on the left side. McClain drove up to the top, gives it to Dewey in the lane. He's going to go up for the layup, a little strong, and the rebound's controlled by Burgess. Had a good look to the basket.
Yeah, you got to make those chip shots. We saw in the girl game before us, Van Buren had a chance to beat Lake Hamilton and missed a bunch of those little chippies, and it caught him in the end.
Burgess' runner misses everything, but Benton gets the offense rebound, and Caleb Knight goes in for the layup, and it's a 2-possession lead for the Panthers. Back quickly comes Tate as he's going to go in for the reverse layup. Shot's blocked. Goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Tom's ball with 7:13 left in the half. 11-6, Benton leading it. Wonder if he should have just gone up with it instead of trying to go for the reverse.
Look at here. The old school play right here.
Oh, man.
Shelby had his back to Blaine Tate. Blaine Tate throws it off the backside of him, catches it, has a wide open shot, but misses it.
Yeah, and Benton gets the rebound. Knight with it. Throws over on the right side to Ellis. Ellis will dribble up to the top. Now it's home in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Burgess. He has it near the top. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's knocked around. Ball still being fought and controlled by Tate. Now he loses the handle of the ball, and Ellis comes up with a steal in the backcourt. He'll give it to Knight, who's going in for the layup. He just loses the handle of the ball. Oh, they're going to sail off a mountain home. Wow. I didn't think anyone got a finger on it.
No, it's either a foul or a block shot. I guess they're giving us the benefit of the doubt and giving it a block shot.
I guess. 6:41 left to play in the half as Ben will inbound it with a 5-point lead. Javarius Russell and A.D. Gray checking back in for Ben, replacing Caleb Knight and DeJuan Harris. Russell will trigger the inbound pass underneath the basket. Gets into Shelby on the right side. He drills toward the corner. His pass to Burgess is knocked away by Carson. He just couldn't quite get the steal. It goes out of bounds. Good defense by Carson there. And it will be Ben's ball with 6:36 left in the half. 27 left on the shot clock. Prigott will inbound it on the near sideline. He will give it to Gray. Now Russell has it. He'll set up the offense. Gray picks up his dribble, gives it Russell picks up his dribble, gives it to Gray. Back to Russell. Russell dribbles to the right corner. Now Gray mishandles a pass, gets it back, though, gives it to Prickett. Prickett's going in for the layup. It won't go. And rebound is controlled by Gray. He couldn't get the follow as it was blocked, and Mountain Home comes up with the ball.
Good possession there by Mountain Home on the defensive side.
Tate with it on the right side. Picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws up top to Gilbert. 15 left on the shot clock. Gilbert dribbles to the left side. He's going to go back to the top, gives it to Dewey. Over to Tate on the right. Tate's going to dribble in towards the low block. He's going to go up for the runner. Won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Gray.
15th rebound already for this Benton squad. Mountain Home on a cold side. We've been stuck on 6 for a while now.
Yes, we have. Here is Russell with it. He dribbles into the lane. He'll throw it out to Shelby. Up top to Russell.
So, Mountain Home fans, if you're listening and watching on BSN, give us a shout-out. Tell us where you're listening from. We'll try to give you a shout-out as well.
A foul away from the ball. They're going to get Carson with that one.
Yeah, Carson and Burgess they've been kind of hand-jockeying down low and kind of pushing and shoving. And Bryson's doing a good job being strong with Burgess, not letting him get where he wants to on the floor. And I think he just got caught a little bit too much right there.
That's Braxton Carson's first personal foul, first team foul against Matt Tomer in the second quarter. Red Gilbert checks out of the game. He's replaced by McGee Harris, and ball goes down on the low block to 80 Gray. He gets the basket, and he draws the foul.
Nice little set play right there as they did a little screen for the screener.
He gave that one to Carson. That's his second, and the second team foul. So he's going to check out of the game as Drew Haney comes back in. So it's now a three-possession lead for Benton, and Gray has a free throw to shoot real quick. Shot is up, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Dewey. So 13-6, mounts them up. Tate will walk the ball towards the timeline with about 5:10 left in the half. And now he's going to be fouled from behind. That's going to be Javarius Russell's first personal foul. First team foul against the Panthers here in the second quarter.
Russell's a player that got in foul trouble when we were over at Farmington when we played Benton.
Yeah.
And it hurt him when he came out of the game because he is a great defender. He's a 94-foot defender. He'll guard you from baseline to baseline.
Blaine Tate will inbound it on the far sideline. Trying to throws it into Haney near the right elbow. He'll give it out to McLean. 7-point Benton. The top gives it to Tate. Tate dribbles between the circles. Over to Haney on the right side. Up top to Harris. Over the left side to Tate. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Blaine Tate with five on the day. 13-9, Benton's lead cut back to two possessions. 4:45 left in the half. Here's Priggett with it. He'll give it out to Russell, who'll set the offense.
Over now, Drew Haney's down here battling with Burgess down in the paint.
And they're going to get Haney, I think, they're with the push-off there away from the ball. That is Haney's first personal foul. 13 foul against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. 4:34 left in the period as Benton will inbound it underneath their basket, leading 13-9. Now the official's going to talk to Haney and Burgess.
I love it. Love your sophomore stepping in there saying, big boy, let's go, man. Here we go.
Yep.
So I have a right to be right here.
Russell will inbound it. Trying to figure out where to go with it. And a foul's going to be called away for the ball. Are they going to get Haney? Yes,
ooh,
they are.
We got a little NBA treatment going on here, it looks like.
That's Haney's second personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home has to give in this half. Next one, we'll put Benton in the bonus.
He doesn't need your help.
Russell inbounded on the baseline. His pass is knocked away by Tate and stolen by McLean. And now he loses the handle of the ball. Now the fight for it is going to be Prickett is going to dive, going to get on the floor. And Ben's quickly going to call to timeout to avoid the turnover. So we'll break with 4:28. Let's play in the half. It is Benton leading Mountain Home 13-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside from Lyon Arena on the campus of Searcy High School. Corey Creighton and Michael Lee, our producers, are back at the studio. 4:28 left to play in the first half. Ben will inbound the ball as they lead 13-9.
So we got some replies to where everybody's listening from. People in the OR listening in Baxter Hill.
Ah.
Got some JV baseball boys listening on the way to Huntsville as they're going over there. And our JV baseball boys are playing Huntsville today.
Well, good deal. Good luck to them. And Mount Tom is able to come up with a steal as Tate just knocks it away from Burgess. 13-9, Ben leading it. Ball goes to McLean on the right side, down to Dewey near the low block. He's going in for the layup. Shot is blocked by Gray, and Ben comes up with the ball. Shelby's back the other way for the layup. Good.
Let's Ben get out their high-powered offense, get going. We got to watch out, make sure not let them get some steals and easy layups.
Elam Shelby with 4 points on the day, 15-9, Ben leading it. Here's Tate with it on the left side. 3:40 left to play in the half.
Just informed here by Dylan Connolly. You can also on the YouTube, Bomber Sports Network.
That's right.
Give us a shout out where you're listening from.
Now Tom turns it over once again as Benton comes up with the steal. Prickett puts up the jumper in the lane. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Dewey. And for a moment, now he is going to get it. Now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:23 left to play in the first half. Benton leading Mount Tom 15-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Well, Mount Tom using their last 30-second timeout of the day as they will inbound it with 3:23 left to play in the half. It is Benton leading 15-9 right now.
Coach Dale Leonard just texted me, said the Lady Bombers are having a watch party in the locker room, well, cheering on their fellow Bombers.
I'll tell you what, looking forward to seeing what they do against Benton Thursday evening or Thursday afternoon at 4.
It'll be a fun one. It's fun to have both teams down here.
Absolutely. Ryder McClain will inbound the ball, gets into Blaine Tate as we're back underway. For Mount Tom, the boys, this is their first state tournament appearance in 3 years. Tate into the front court. It's met by a double team. He'll give it to McClain. McClain dribbling on the left side. Gives it back up top to Tate. Tate will dribble to the right side. Gives there to Harris. Down to McClain. He drills to the right corner, pulls up for the jumper. Good.
Yeah, nice little offensive set right there. Coach Fulcher put in on that timeout. And able to beat the pressure going down and get a nice jump shot for Ryder.
It's his first field goal of the day. He's got 3 points so far, 15-11. Benton leading it, 2:48 left to play in the half. Ball goes up top to Russell, over on the left side to Shelby. Down on a low block to Gray, back up top to Russell, back to Shelby, back to Russell. He's going to pull up for the jumper on the right side, and he gets it.
Now, I'm kind of backing a man-to-man, but we're sitting back behind the three-point arch, and we're daring Benton to shoot us. We're daring somebody other than Burgess or Pickett to beat us.
Javarius Russell with 4 on the day. Inbound pass knocked away by Shelby. He goes out of bounds, and Mount Tom will inbound on the near sideline. Panthers leading it 17-11 with 2:26 left in the half. Inbound pass goes to Tate. He's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Oh, my gosh, he missed it, but the rebound's controlled by Dewey. And then he throws it right into the hands of Burgess. Well, that's a layup you got to get.
Yeah, you got to make that one.
Ball goes over to Ellis. Down on the low block to Gray. He dribbles out a little more towards the corner, throws out to Russell, who'll set up the offense. Russell throws over on the left side to Shelby. Up top to Gray. Now Burgess has it between the circles. Less than 10 left to shoot. Ball goes to Gray in the right corner. He's going to go up for the runner. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Tate. He's quickly back the other way with it. 1:42 left to play in the half. Tate's going to dribble to the lane. Almost lost the handle of the ball. Gives it to Dewey, and he's going to go up for the layup. Good. Braden Dewey with 5 on the day. 17-13, Benton leading a minute and a half left in the first half. Here is Russell with it. Met by a double team. Now he throws it out to Shelby up top. Back over to Russell on the right side. Down the corner it goes to Ellis. Back out to Russell. Now he'll give it to Gray in the paint. Back to Ellis. Ellis is going to dribble it down. He's going to draw a blocking foul, and he's going to head to the free throw line.
Yes, the right call right there. Blaine wasn't set over in front of him. He tried to take the offensive foul. Kind of fell away instead of being directly in front of Benton.
He was kind of grabbing his head there a little bit.
Yeah, I think when he came down, he might have hit the back of Dewey's knee.
Okay.
Back of a shin, but he looks okay.
That is Blaine Tate's first personal foul. 15th foul here in the second quarter against Mountain Home. So Benton will be in the bonus for the rest of this half. DeJuan Ellis will shoot 2. He has yet to score in this game. 1:12 left to play in the half. I believe A.D. Gray just checked out of the game. He's replaced by Caleb Knight. So Ellis at the free throw line. First shot is up. Good. His first point of the day. One more free throw for Ellis. Second shot is up. No good. He gets 1-2, and the rebound's controlled by Tate. 18-13, Mountain Home trailing Benton. Tate gets it into the front court to McLean. Back to Tate, who will set up the offense.
It's important minute 10 right here for Mountain Home.
It is. Ball goes to McLean. We take inside a minute. Ball goes back to Tate. 15 left on the shot clock. Tate dribbles to the right side. Down to 10. Back up top to Harris. Harris dribbles up top. 5 left on the shot clock. Over to McLean on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Russell. And then his pass is knocked away. And a fight for the ball. And it's going to be Haney coming up with it, giving it to Tate, who finds Braden Dewey back the other way for the layup. Good. That's down to a one-possession game.
Great scrum. Good job by Drew Haney, playing hard as always. Diving on the floor, head first diving, going in and getting that ball from Mountain Home.
Benton can't hold for the last shot of the half. There's 12 seconds left. Russell with it. Ball goes to Burgess. He's going to pull up for the three. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Dewey. He gives it to Tate. Are they going to get a shot off before the end of the half? They will not. But Mountain Home does cut it back to three to go into the locker room.
Good first half by Mountain Home. Coming in here, taking on one of the favorites. One possession game going into half.
Considering how much they struggled shooting.
Yeah, they did. Yep. This is the kind of game that Mountain Home wants. It grinded out, kind of slugfest.
So we will come back and start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in a moment. It is Benton leading Mountain Home at the break, 18-15. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Welcome to FNBC, where banking is personal. Our commitment to our customers goes beyond the transactions. It's about understanding your unique needs. Need financial advice? Our knowledgeable team of community bankers are here to help. We invite you to stop into any of our 14 convenient locations and pull up a chair to experience a bank that knows your name, listens to your goals, and tailors solutions just for you. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month.